Hello, and we're five people in a room, and we're here to talk about the Heroes of Newport. So what have we got?
I found someone called Admiral John Benbow, who was born on the 10th of March 1653 in Shrewsbury. He served in the Navy until he died on the 4th of November 1702 in Port Royal, Jamaica. He had at least seven children, and he sort of travelled absolutely everywhere, so... Yeah, and he rented out a place from a lady called Evelyn, and him and like five Russians trashed it, and basically the government had to reimburse the lady, and she made a massive complaint to the court, and he nearly got kicked out of the Navy for it. He had a pub named after him and a song, and recently there was also a campaign for a statue of Benbow in Shrewsbury.
He also held commands of 11 different British ships. And he fought against France during the 9 Years' War, serving on and later commanding several English vessels and taking part in the battles of Beachy Head, Barfleur, and La Hogue in 1690 and 1692.
Well, that was a lot. And you said something about him having seven children.
Yeah, that was with one woman, which was his wife, like the entire time. He'd never had any other one. One of his childs died in infancy, but they were all baptised, so... yeah.
Oh, well, that's a shame. So, did he have a... one of his children do anything interesting?
Well, yeah, he had a son called John Benbow as well, who was an explorer, and he was an English traveller, and he basically wrote an early account of Madagascar after running aground. He was actually captured there. He was in the Navy like his dad, but he was only in there for about a year, I think, and he just did a lot of travelling, really.
That's quite cool. So is there anybody else from Newport that's worth mentioning?
Well, there's someone from Market Drayton called Clive of India. He was a difficult child and he quickly earned a reputation as the head of a gang of bullies who taunted teachers and pupils alike. Because of this, he got excluded from three different schools. Some of the things he did was climb to the top of St. Mary's Church Tower in the centre of Market Drayton. In later years, he found he suffered from bipolar, which led to him doing two attempts of suicide, but the trigger didn't work. He thought this was a sign showing that he was meant to live.
Huh. Well, I mean, it'd be a little bit obvious if he did try to, you know, kill himself twice and it didn't quite work, so you never know. Did he go to do anything interesting?
Yeah, he went to be the Commander-in-Chief of British India, and he was a privateer who established the military and political supremacy of the East India Company in Bengal.
Oh, so he did quite a lot. But why was he sent out to India?
He was sent out to India because he was such an unruly child and his parents had finally given up on him.
Yeah, Market Drayton just couldn't deal with that kid.
Yeah, he was age 16 then. So he went to go on to run the East India Company, right?
Yeah. That's a company organised to pursue trade with the East Indies, but ended up trading mainly with China and seizing control of the Indian subcontinent.
Didn't they have their own private army, which he served in?
Yeah.